We welcome in a three-time All-American at the University of Alabama. He played in the National Football League for a number of years. He coached in the National Football League. He's from an Alabama school, and he was played right here at the University of Alabama. Three-time All-American, College Football Hall of Fame, Alabama Sports Hall of Fame, a lot of credentials. Woodrow Lowe joins us in the game on 99.1 WDGM. Woodrow, welcome back to Tuscaloosa. I hope you're doing well, sir.
Fantastic. It's an honor to be on your show.
Well, we always enjoy talking football with legends like yourself, and we appreciate you. Give us an update on what you're doing these days.
Well, I don't know about a legend, but right now we're just working and we're just giving back to the community where I came from. I'm over at Central Phoenix City, the high school that I graduated from, and we're still doing the same thing that that was done to me many years ago. We're developing young men and developing people and developing players, you know.
As you look at the football side, as you grow players, what is some of the challenges of coaching high school football and getting people to buy into what Woodrow Lowe wants to do there at the high school?
Well, I tell you, you know, to be honest about it, it's not as easy as it used to be. You know, they have so many options nowadays, and there's so many things to distract players from being a dedicated or committed player nowadays that is, you know, you got to be a pretty good coach. You got to be guys that talk to them as a coach, as a sometimes a parent, and, you know, you got to be a best friend. Sometimes you might have to even, you know, be a mother or whatever, a mother-like. But the main thing now, they need the tutoring and they need the hard love that comes along with it.
Woodrow, today Alabama unfortunately had some guys that were arrested for really mugging on campus. When you were in school, did anything like that happen? And how would you imagine Bear Bryant handling a situation like that?
Well, for mugging or stealing or anything, we knew what the expectation was. You're going to be automatically, you know, dismissed from the team, you know, because Coach Bryant didn't tolerate that. And, you know, I can't remember that it ever happened. I really can't. You know, every now and then, you know, guys that go places that they didn't have any business, and, you know, they didn't get in 2 minutes, not twice like they do now or whatever, though. But it was just a different day back then, you know? You know, it was just different, you know?
Woodrow, Mick and I have, for the last 2 hours, we don't really understand what it's like to play for the University of Alabama. Mick and I are both alums from here, and we take a lot of pride in the University of Alabama.
Right.
Sometimes, do you get caught up in the moment that you do represent the University of Alabama, and we don't really understand what it's like to put that crimson jersey on for the first time?
Well, I do know that everywhere you go, anywhere you go here in the United States and the known world, you're representing the University of Alabama. You're also representing the community that you came from and the high school that you came from. And one thing that will always be with me is that, you know, the great tradition at the university is one that, you know, that continues to keep me in awe. And at the same time, I know what the expectations are. And I realize that, you know, coming from the university was a privilege that you had to earn. It wasn't automatic. And you take great pride in trying to keep that image up, you know. That's what it has been for me, you know.
Woodrow, as you look back at your success at Alabama, three-time All-American, as you try to go back as now a coach and try to analyze your playing ability, what stood out to you as a player looking back? And I'm trying to describe your playing ability to some of these younger guys. I mean, you look at the tackles that you were able to present, third on the all-time list. You hold the season record at Alabama. You were an outstanding linebacker here at UA.
Yeah, well, you know, the game has changed a lot since then. You know, it's more of a wide-open game now, and the dynamics of it has changed. And looking back at some of the allocates that are credited or tied to my name, I don't really look at those quite like, I guess, fans do. You know, being from the university, you know, you realize quickly that, you know, it's your teammates. You know, you got to be around people and surround yourself with players who depend on you, and you depend on those guys. And it's a team. You know, the concept of team is the most important thing that I learned at the university. It's never about me. It's not me. It was basically the team. And you got to have the attitude, willing to do anything that it takes to win.
You know? You were part of an era of Alabama football that, you know, there's been books that have been written about it. I mean,
well,
you look at...
I know this right here. I knew that. And I know even more so. In fact, I thought about it. The older I get, the more I realize how Coach Bryant loved us. He loved us all. And, you know, that part of the segregation or whatever, or, you know... When I first got to the University of Alabama, we were integrated. And, you know, the diversity was there, you know, and just like today's society, it was there. And sure, there was some barriers here and there, but, you know, I knew this right here. If you hung around the university and you were a part of the University of Alabama athletics, that you were going to be taken care of, and I felt safe and I felt secure. And I was just like any other kid. It doesn't matter what color, white, black, or whatever, you know. That's the way I felt at that time.
Woodrow, when you had a transition into the National Football League, you were drafted by the San Diego Chargers, and one of the things that stands out about your career in the National Football League is your durability. You missed one game in 11 years.
I missed one game in 11 years, and... you know, I guess that's something that I could be proud of. But at the same time, you know, I learned from the University of Alabama and going through the rigors of, you know, training camp. Here in Tuscaloosa, that it really prepared me for the NFL. My first 2-4 years in the NFL, you know, I played every special team and played every down on defense. And, you know, I never really got tired, you know, and I can owe that to some of the training and the regimen of work that I learned to do on my own from people like Ken Donahue, you know, and he was somewhat like our Spence coach, like Scott Cochran is nowadays, and anybody know Coach Donahue, he didn't play. And, you know, you learn from those hard practices, those no-time scrimmages, you know, there on the practice field. You really find yourself. You really learn what your limits are or your weaknesses.
How much have you enjoyed Alabama's run with that great strength program and all of the wonderful players and stars that we've seen over the last 3 national championships in 4 years? How much have you enjoyed the watching Nick Saban's process?
I tell you, it makes me just as proud as if I was there right now. You know, the university, you know, they have really come on and been champions of, you know, for the last 4 years. And, you know, it brings a lot of positive attention to the university. It also tells you about things like expectations and the tradition that's been there for a long time now. And, you know, it's about the process, you know. And it is very, very important to me, and I just wish we continue and get another one this year.
Woodrow, do you take a sense of ownership? Because you go back and look at the era of college football that you played in, Alabama really was laying the concrete, laying the foundation for the success that's happening right now.
Well, I look back at my era. It was a different era. The game was somewhat different. But the expectations and the amount of work and dedication and commitment that it took me and my teammates to buy into, it's no different than right now. It's the same thing, and those things would never change. You know, the dedication, the commitment, and the courage that you have to continue in the program.
Woodrow, looking at what's happening in Tuscaloosa, What makes Nick Saban, or do you see a parallel between him and Coach Bryant? Do you see that attitude, that personality that he displays on the sidelines from the coach that you played with?
Well, Nick Saban is not Coach Bryant and vice versa, but I do know this right here, that they don't mess around. They don't play. And it's serious. It's a business. And you never want to embarrass the university. You don't ever want to embarrass your coaches, your teammates. And the expectations that are there now, we have similar expectations. And, you know, Nick is a master communicator, and I like the way he, carries himself. And I tell you, I hold him in the highest regard and respect. And I just know that you need that nowadays. This is what, you know, young high school players, they need that type of direction. And it's done at a very, very high level of expectation at the University of Alabama.
Three-time All-American, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior. Three-time All-American at the University of Alabama. He's third on the list as far as all-time tackles at the University of Alabama. He's number one for the season. Share a Coach Bryant story with us, if you don't mind. I know many players have their personal story. Woodrow, would you share one with us tonight in T-Town?
Well, I do know this right here. The one that I think a lot of people already know is that, when you go in Coach Bryant's office, most of the time is not a happy thing. And I do know that I can remember distinctly that, you know, when you go in, you will sit on that couch, and I tell you, you sit down and you kind of sink down, and he's up there at his desk, and it's a really intimidating atmosphere, environment, and it may not be anything wrong, but it's just that presence.
Now, Woodrow, you didn't ever have to sit in that chair, did you?
Yes, I did one time. And I can tell you another story about Coach Bryant. Now, you know, I missed the bus one time at the Senior Bowl down in New Orleans at from the Fountain Blue Hotel. We were playing Penn State, and I was, taking care of my incidentals at the desk, and the bus pulled off. Well, I didn't have a whole lot of money to pay, so I put $30 on the desk right there, and I started running, and I ran all the way to the Superdome, and I arrived just a little before the buses got there, and I had some coaches and teammates that were looking, seeing me running, in a blazer along the streets of New Orleans. And when I, arrived, and when the bus arrived, I was there just for, I'd say, about 10 or 15 seconds, and the players got off the bus, and, I kind of mingled in, and I went on in and acted like nothing happened. And but my coach Paul Crane, he knew, and about 15, 20 other of my teammates, they knew, but they didn't say anything. But you know what? I know this right here. Coach Bryant knew. He didn't bother me. And I think I played one of the best games I've ever played.
That's a really unique story. And Woodrow, I remember the last time you were on in Tuscaloosa, you shared that story, and I was looking at Mick, and I remember it. Hey, Woodrow, listen, let me apologize for that blunder earlier. I was reading your credentials and stumbled around with some verbiage there, but I apologize, and I really appreciate you being part of our show here in T-Town. I know the folks in T-Town really always enjoy hearing from guys like yourself that can help us appreciate what's it like to wear that Crimson jersey. Woodrow, we salute you for being a part of the Crimson Tide family, and we'll keep our eye on Central Phoenix City over in the eastern part of our state.
All right. Thank you very much.